Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, your Chief Profitability Officer, your Sales and Profit Evangelist. Thank you for listening in. We show you how to maximize your profits and business opportunities. We teach you the best practices for profitability and share with you new ideas and strategies to take your business to the next level. We want you to listen, learn, enjoy, and share. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution, and the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, Create. Thank you for listening in. You can give us a call at 646-716-7099. Again, that phone number is 646-716-7099. Today, we're going to talk about what is your brand. That's right, I said it. What is your brand? We're speaking with Sonia Laurie. She has over 10 years of award-winning graphic design. She's helped change the way the world views small business. So very, very important. Ms. Laurie has exposed the overwhelming trend in small business. What did she find? She found out that spending little or no money in branding yourself, that's what small business is doing, and it's having a negative effect on their bottom line, right or wrong? Ms. Laurie has found that the strength of business is often judged by the strength of its image. She's been featured in Black Enterprise Magazine, The Washington Post, Tony Brown's Journal, my favorite, BET, TV show, The Bev Smith Show. I love that show. And Smart Money Magazine. Sonia, welcome to the program. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you very much for having me. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, Solaris Corporation, what's the secret? What's the story behind Solaris Corporation? That's your website, www.solariscorporation.com.
Uh-huh. Well, my company deals mostly with creating brands for small companies, small businesses, and that is, you know, your company's look, your company's face. I talk to people across the country about branding, and I find that a lot of people don't even know what it is or why you need to have it. And so that's the biggest problem in corporate America, I think. And people don't realize that they already have a disadvantage with starting a company. 50% of businesses go out of business in 2 years, within 2 years.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of that has to do with the fact that nobody knows who they are. And why don't they know who they are? Because they have no brand. They have no face. And that's what I'm here to correct.
All right. So let's first define what branding is. What is branding?
Well, like I said, a brand is your company's face. It's your company's trademark. So if you don't have a brand, all you're left with is a good idea. And everyone knows that you can't make any money with just a good idea. You have to be able to put a face to it so that everyone will be able to recognize that brand. So it's the person that comes along and takes that idea and brands it that makes all the money.
Okay. So I'm thinking of branding. I'm thinking of Fortune 500 companies, GM, Ford, Starbucks.
Absolutely.
Is that just pie in the sky? I mean, is it really realistic that a small business can have a brand?
Absolutely. And you don't have to spend a lot of money to have one. The great thing about other companies that have come along, no one is reinventing the wheel. So let's say someone, you know, wants to come out and they want to make great hamburgers. Well, they can start a small company making hamburgers. What they should do is take a look at people that have already done a really good job at it, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, okay? These people have spent millions and millions of dollars creating their brand and hiring people, focus groups, different agencies to try and figure out what colors work, what makes what things make people hungry. So if someone, a small company, comes along and takes those ideas, they don't have to spend a lot of money. They can work with what people have already done. They don't have to reinvent the wheel.
All right. So what is your brand?
What is my brand? You can go to my website to find out, SolarisCorporation.com. But a brand is first creating a professional logo and having someone who is a graphic designer create a logo for you. And I will tell everyone, clip art is not a logo.
Okay.
So make sure that it is a professionally designed logo. Once you have that created, put that on everything. Put it on your business card, your flyers, your web address, your brochures. Put it on any and everything, because that is the beginning of branding your company.
I'm interested. How did you get started in this branding thing? You've been doing it for over 10 years now. How did you get started?
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually started out, and this is going to seem probably a little odd, I started out modeling. And I
really All right. I can see that. Very attractive one. Okay.
Thank you. But I found that people in that industry were making a lot of money by making people look good. Mm-hmm. And the better you look, the more attention you got. And that carried the same weight across the board into business. Well, the people that have their stuff together, their brand together, those are the companies that got more attention. So if you're getting more attention, you're making more money. If people don't even notice you, then it's unfortunate, but you're not going to make any money. People are not going to pick up what you're selling. They're not even interested. We do it ourselves. You go to the grocery store, you pick up the products that look the best, that are
stand out,
appealing.
So you took what you learned from the modeling industry
exactly.
and applied it to business.
Exactly. It's the same thing across the board, no matter what it is. If you want to sell something, make it look good.
Okay. Now, you talk about on your website and in the print information that I've gotten from you, you talk about how does a company discover its brand? You say branding magic. So how does a company discover its branding magic? You said that's so essential.
Oh, absolutely.
With companies, small business. What do you mean by that?
It's taking what is good and unique about your company and adding what I call corporate bling to it.
Corporate bling.
Corporate bling.
Okay.
All right.
I'm from Detroit. I can relate to that.
And that's your personal look, your company's personality. And you are using that through color and imagery to create your branding magic. And so basically that's what it is.
So what is your branding magic? I'm curious about that. I see your card has blue on it.
Yeah, it's royalty. It's that royal purplish blue. It's not just the color. It's the entire packaging. I like things that feel good. So it's not just the look. Yeah, okay, I have my logo together. That's on everything that I put out. But it's also when I hand out marketing material, does it feel good? Does the paper feel good? Or is it flimsy paper? Is it poorly printed? You know, I spend a lot of money just on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the type of paper that I want, you know, I could cut the cost of my printing in half if I got cheaper paper, but I don't do that. I want people to be able to look at it, look at my marketing material and say, this is quality, this is a quality company. And if I'm going to use her services, I know that I'm going to get a quality product or quality service.
Now, I'm looking at your business card, and you make the statement here, because you only get one chance to make a first impression.
Absolutely. Image is everything.
Image is everything. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's self-explanatory. You only get one chance to make a first impression. So if you are leaving behind marketing material that is under par, then you are going to get looked over. For instance, if there is a company, you're having a meeting with another company and you're trying to get the business, the person that leaves behind the best marketing material is going to get the job. And it may be unfortunate, but that's the way things work these days. Your marketing material is going to speak for you once you have left the room. So make sure that whatever you're leaving behind is representing your company.
Speaking with Sonia Lowry, Solaris Corporation, www.solariscorporation.com. I've got a question. On your website, you got a really nice website. You've got a few awards here, the 2005 MarCom Award and the 2007 Under 40 from the Network Journal. Interesting. So, and on the first page, you look like you got a little attitude going on here. You show your picture. Pictures in the background, and you got the car, so, you know, you look like you're giving us the hand.
Not the hand, the car, babe.
The car, okay. Just checking. But so what are the benefits of brand? Before I ask that question, you say it's affordable. How affordable is branding?
It's as affordable as you want it to be. I get this question all the time. Look, I'm a brand new company. I don't have that much money for branding, so I'm going to go ahead and do all of my marketing material myself. Well, I tell those people, you might as well not even go into business.
Okay.
Because don't even waste your time. Don't waste my time, because you are going to be one of the statistics.
Yeah.
Okay? And sad but true, because people are judging you by what you're handing out. So if you are handing out marketing material that looks like, you know, your child created it in Word and printed it out yourself, there is a problem. You need to look like you can compete with the best of them.
Okay.
Okay? And creating material yourself, or not having a branding budget, is going to put you into that category, unfortunately.
So are we talking about $100, $1,000, $500?
No. I would suggest anyone getting ready to start a real business, put at least $5,000 to $10,000 into creating a brand, and that's very much on the low end. Because the printing by itself can easily get to $10,000.
Oh, okay.
And that's before you even have your materials designed. But there are, of course, ways around everything.
Is that why we come to you?
That's, no.
The brand diva. The branding diva.
Oh, okay. I was getting ready to say, no, you're going to pay me.
Okay. All right.
No, but what I was going to say, there are ways around it. And one of those ways is to find a student that may be just getting out of design school.
Mm-hmm.
What they're trying to do is create a wonderful portfolio for themselves so that they'll be able to get better jobs. And what you need is to have a professional brand created. So it's a win-win situation. If you don't have...
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea, so everyone wins. But what you don't want to do is create the material yourself.
Yeah,
you have to look like your company can compete with the same type of company that you have. For instance, if you're selling shoes, you need to research what other shoe brands look like and create everything they have. From the logo on the boxes, the logo on the shoes, a specific look of, flyers or cards or whatever it is that they're handing out, you need to do the exact same thing. And it has to look up to the same quality as what they're handing out.
I feel like everybody is changing or brand themselves.
Say that again?
I said it seems like people are... companies are rebranding themselves. Walmart is changing their logo a little bit. So I thought that was interesting. Go ahead.
With branding, it never stops. It's not something that you do once and it goes away. for the life of your company, you're going to brand and rebrand yourself. Mm-hmm. Think of Pepsi. I mean, they've been in business for, I don't know how many years, 80 years?
I don't know, it's before my time.
Okay, they've been around. Coca-Cola has been around for
a long time. Yeah.
But they have branded and rebranded themselves. It's something that doesn't go away. You will always have to refresh your logo for the times, or refresh your image for, you know, who the demographic you're selling to. So it's not a cost that goes away.
I'm actually like a Pepsi guy.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
People from Detroit, they drink Pepsi, I think. I live here in Atlanta. I'm probably going to not get a sponsor, a Coca-Cola sponsor, but okay. Hopefully they won't hear this conversation.
Well, maybe Pepsi will hear it. No.
But
that being said, everyone has to know that it's not a cost that's going to go away. It's going to stay there for the life of your company.
Kind of like a podcast. Let me ask you the benefits of branding. What are the benefits of branding? And then the next question I want to ask is, what are the steps? But what are the benefits of branding? Can you kind of go through maybe the top five or three?
Well, the benefits of branding are, I mean, selling.
Staying in business.
Staying in business, of course, staying in business. Self-explanatory. I mean, common sense. The people know who you are.
But sometimes business owners, entrepreneurs, they got big egos. They say, hey, I've got this down. I'm really good. I'm really successful business owner. They're going to know me. They're going to know that I'm giving them a good product, a good service. So sometimes the ego, I think, gets in the way there.
Oh, absolutely. I had one client. A lot of my clients are doctors. And I had one particular office manager tell me, oh, everyone knows this doctor. I said, who's everyone? I've never heard of her. And she says, well, she doesn't need a logo because she's making a lot of money. I said, that's all well
maybe
and good.
Now.
I said, that's probably because she knows people, and everyone who's coming to her, you know, are probably local folks and, you know, people that she's physically touched at some point. So they're coming. But no one else outside of that knows her. And the reason being, she doesn't have a brand. And I said, even Dr. Phil has a brand. I said, Dr. Phil's got a logo.
Uh-huh.
So you need to have her create something that people can touch and feel and say, oh, this is her, and pass along. She has nothing to pass to other people. So she's stuck in her little box. And you're right, it is an ego thing. Get over the ego thing and you'll make more money.
Okay, so the benefits of branding, one is so people know who you are and you can pass something on to people that has your logo on it. What are some other benefits? And also staying in business. What are some other things that are
that's maybe not so obvious? That's the main reason that you brand. Across the board, it's because people need to know who you are, what you're selling, and why whatever you're selling is going to benefit them. People think that the brand is for them. It's not for you. You're starting these businesses not for yourself to make yourself happy. It's so that people can recognize what you're selling and that they can take a look at that and say, I can relate to that. They want to be able to relate to you. People start businesses. Let's say I get this all the time. Lawyers, they want to. I got a call from a lawyer who wanted me to brand her company, and she says, "Well, my favorite colors are fuchsia and purple." And I said, "Well, that's great. We're not going
to trying to figure out what fuchsia is.
We're not going to do fuchsia and purple."
Okay. Why is that? Because isn't that strong colors for an attorney?
It's not strong colors for an attorney.
Okay.
And if you want to be able to be taken seriously in your industry, you have to get over what it is that you like as opposed to what's going to be what draws people to your company. Color is a big issue with people. And they don't want to get away from things that they like. But sometimes it doesn't make any sense for their particular business.
We're speaking with Sonia Laurie, Solaris Corporation, www.solariscorporation.com. The call-in line is 646-716-7099. That's 646-716-7099. Okay, what are some of the steps in branding your business, maybe the top three or five?
Well, let's start with a business card.
Okay.
Let's start with
You wrote a book called, what, The Secret Language of Business?
The Secret Language of Business Cards.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I put that on my website, by the way, on the Blog Talk Radio site. Well, so
thank
people
you very
want
much.
To, people want to buy that book,
you
certainly you click
have to
on
pick
that.
It up. You have to pick it up. If you are in business, it is essential to knowing what a brand is, creating a brand with little or no money, and being able to sell what it is you are selling. You can sell anything if it's got a right brand. You can even sell horse manure.
Okay. Let me write that down.
If it's branded.
Okay.
So you can sell anything. But I start with talking about a business card. I cannot tell you how many business cards I receive on a daily basis that are all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to briefly go through the common oversights of a bad business card.
Okay, you listeners, take a listen, get paper and pen, listen and learn. Okay, go ahead.
The first one I've touched on a little bit. It's having no professional logo.
Okay.
And again, this is the beginning of branding your company. If your business card doesn't have a logo, if it doesn't look good, people will assume the rest of your marketing material does not look good.
Okay.
Which means they will also assume that what you're selling is not worth buying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So number
fair
one.
Fair or unfair?
Fair
That's
or unfair.
Yeah. Okay. Life is not fair, my mother told me. Life is not fair. All right.
Absolutely. So that's number one. Having no web address. You have to be online. If you're not online, you're not in business.
Okay, so you got to have a website.
You have to have a website, and it has to be an easy-to-remember web address. Okay?
Okay.
Nothing too complicated, too long. Or anything like that. Keep it simple.
And okay, mine's probably too long. I have several websites.
Okay.
And I'm thinking it's probably too long.
Well, the easier it is to remember and spell, people will be able to pull it up and pass it along.
Okay. It's bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. I know it's long.
It is.
I could short it up to say bettersalesnow.com.
That'll work.
I shouldn't even be saying this on the radio because somebody's going to say, oh, that's really a good URL. I'm going to use that one.
Well, you better hurry up and buy it.
Yeah, better.
Okay,
so, all right, go ahead.
Having a non-professional email address.
Oh, so what you're saying is that the Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo, that's just not going to cut it.
No.
Okay.
Okay, your email should be you@yourcompany.com. Not dog lover at AOL or cute girl at Hotmail.
Mm-hmm.
That is a telltale sign that you are not running a professional business.
And you're not ready. And you might be out of business in 2 years.
And you are not ready. Right. Okay?
Okay. All right. So what else on the business card?
Cheap printing.
Say that one more time.
Cheap printing.
Oh, cheap printing. Okay.
Cheap printing. Okay?
All right.
If you are, and I see it all the time, if I see one more Vistaprint card, and I'm sorry for all of your Vistaprint listeners.
Okay,
but
if you have sponsors. I don't have Vistaprint as a sponsor, so I think we're okay.
Now, Vistaprint is great for students and housewives or, you know, people that just want to have something to hand out with their name and phone number on it. But if you are running a real business, Vistaprint does not allow for a logo. It only allows for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you go online, you pick a picture, you choose a picture, and you type in all of the information that you want them to print on your card, and they will send you 250 or so free business cards.
Okay.
Now, here's the catch. Here's the catch.
Okay.
They have their logo on the back.
That's how you can tell it's a Vista.
That's how you can tell it's a Vista print card. Now, who are they branding?
Themselves.
They are branding Vista print.
Okay.
Okay? So keep that in mind. You are helping them to brand their company, not yours.
Hmm. Okay. So have we finished the cards? Is there other things?
No. There's more.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. There are a few more. So listing several professions.
Oh, Mel, yeah, I know you don't do that.
Oh, no. That means that you are a jack of all trades and a
master
of none. Right.
I even say that on our networking calls on Tuesday. So you can only talk about one profession, your passion.
Oh, absolutely. And people say, well, what if I have my limousine service on one side and my accounting service on the other side? And, you know, at the bottom I can talk about I manicure lawns. I'm like, well, I'm not calling you for any of those things.
Right. You can't make up your mind.
You can't make up your mind, and it obviously means you're not making any money and you're not good at any of them.
Right.
Pick one profession and stick with it.
All right. And so what's next on the card?
Marketing materials that have strike-throughs, misspellings, or no obvious profession listed. I get business cards that say the Smith Foundation, you know, and it talks about everything, you know, reach me at this phone number, this is the web address, but I have no idea about what you do. So if I get a stack of business cards while I'm out networking and I finally pull up your card, what is it telling me? What are you selling? It has to be clear.
Okay.
And the final thing, business cards with no professional layout or apparent theme. Again, this is getting back to the entire branding thing. If I look at your business card and it looks like you've done it yourself, I'm probably not going to use you. If it's got perforated edges or it looks like you've cut it out yourself, I've gotten crooked cards. It's awful. And I just say thank you very much and shake their hand and throw it away.
And you can either be a very popular person in a networking group or people probably steer away from you. So don't give her your card. Has that been the case?
Who, me or?
Yeah, I'm talking about Susan.
Well, you know, it's
you don't
funny.
Want to give your car. You better be ready.
No, you better be ready because I will tell it like I said. I will tell it like it is. I tell people the absolute truth. But I think that when they hand me their business card, they know what they're getting.
They don't know. So I was going to ask the other question about. Okay, so we got the card down. What are the other things that we should brand? What are the obvious steps? What are the next steps in branding besides the business card?
Once you've got your logo and your stationery kit, which is business card, letterhead, and envelope, you should absolutely have a website and a brochure.
Okay?
A website and a brochure. There are, of course, other things like folders and flyers and, slicks. But all those things can come in time. The main thing that you would need to get is business card and a website. Those are the first things.
Okay.
Because obviously your web address is the first place people will look you up.
Got it.
So make sure that you are there. And your web address is going to be on your business card.
Gotcha. So we have some work to do.
Absolutely.
You mentioned colors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, so black and gold is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
What are your feelings on black and gold for corporate colors?
It depends on how it's done. Those can be strong colors. I think that gold is maybe a little flashy for a corporate setting, but again, it's going to depend on what you're selling.
Well, I'm from Detroit.
So what are you saying? You're all a flashy? Yeah, it's going to depend on what you're selling.
Okay. Well, maybe I could go with my college colors, University of Michigan, maize and blue and gold, or yellow. What do you think about those colors?
Are you speaking for you?
Well, I'm just trying to get a little information between friends. I'm trying to decide because
you're trying to get some free information. That's what it is.
No,
so you don't get my bill. That's
okay.
No,
but
really,
I'm just kind of curious, and then I'm going to ask about my high school colors, Mumford High School, which is powder blue and burgundy on my room.
Well, you know,
but anyway.
again, it will depend on what you're selling. If you are in an artistic type of industry, then can be a lot more
flamboyant,
right, and flashy,
because
people expect that from someone that is in an artistic industry. But if you are in a corporate setting, you really need to take the time and check out what your competition is doing. What colors are they using?
Okay. All right.
It does depend.
But I have no competition. There's no competition at the top.
Oh, here we go.
I can't. Yeah. But I do have some things to think about because I'm thinking about my high school is powder blue and maroon and burgundy, and then I've got black and gold.
Yeah, but that's a high school,
Alpha.
So you really can't. You really cannot use that as something that you are thinking about for yourself. High school is different.
Okay.
It's an art.
I like the colors, though. The colors are really nice.
Okay.
I mean, I like all that. I mean, it just reminds me of my college fraternity, black and gold. Then I think about my university of Michigan, maize and blue. I like those colors. And then, my high school colors, I like those. So, do you see that happening with people? They choose the colors that kind of surround their history or the things that they kind of want to reminisce there?
I have had to change a lot of people's minds about the colors that they are using or things that, things that may be too muted for what they are trying to do. But, again, a lot of my clients are doctor's offices and spas, different things like that. So they want to use more softer, kinder colors that keep people in the mindset of, this is going to be a pleasurable experience. You don't want to use harsh colors.
Your business.
You
talk
use...
about branding. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't want to use harsh colors or like blood red if you're a plastic surgeon,
Okay.
I mean, people are already afraid, so you probably want to stay away from things like that. So keep that in mind.
All right. But you talk about branding when we're just about out of time. What makes your business unique?
My business unique?
Right. Why should somebody come to you? So obviously, you're knowledgeable and you've really got some experience in this. But why should somebody approach you to do the branding for them?
Well, a lot of people approach me because people like me. And I tell people all the time, it's not just what you're handing out and giving out. It's also you. You are also your brand. So start with yourself. It's the entire package. It's the total package. How is your personality? Do people like you? Do you smile when you're handing out your business card and look people in the eye? I cannot begin to tell you how many times I go to networking functions and people just shove a card in my hand. I have not met you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're selling. All I have is a card shoved in my hand. Take a moment. Take a moment. Look me in the eye, shake my hand, hand me your card, tell me a little bit about what you do so that I can say, oh, this is that person she was just so pleasant or he was just really cool. The brand does not begin or end with your business card. It starts with you. So it's the entire package.
So there's some business etiquette in even passing out or connecting with somebody in a networking function with your card.
Absolutely.
I can see that.
Yeah.
All right. So as we wrap up, what is one thing that you want people to understand about branding?
Branding is the best kept secret of the successful entrepreneur. That's it.
All right, then. And again, if we want to contact you, how do we get a hold of you? Your website again is?
Sure. My web address is Solaris Corporation, S-O-L. ariscorporation.com.
All right, then. So thank you so very much, Sonia Laurie, Laura's Corporation, award-winning graphic designer. She knows everything about business cards, logos, and your brand, so check her out. Anyway, that's the show. So what have you learned? More importantly, how are you going to apply what you've learned? Specifically, what action steps will you implement to improve your business and increase your profitability? This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. Sonia, you got to come back again. I have so many other questions I want to ask, but we ran out of time. But we got to get you back.
Absolutely.
And, all right, then. So thank you very much. Well, anyway, that's the show. Again, we want you to dare to be great, be remarkable, be extraordinary, stay profitable, and go make that sale. Brian Hunley, New Wine Music, take us out. Thank you.